going back through and kind of review of the football game yesterday, I think the positives were the offense taking care of the football. I think those were, you know, that was a key element again in the football game. We didn't get any takeaways. We were able to all but once kind of control field position, which was good. And we did allow the 90-yard drive there. But for the most part of the football game, we were able to maintain the field position. We'd like to, you know, we like to score touchdowns there instead of the field goals early on. But, you know, I think we just continue to make sure we execute the plays that are called and get the things, you know, get the ball put in the end zone. So I think positives were running the football in the fourth quarter when we needed to. And, you know, just have to continue to build. I thought Andy made good decisions through most of the day. And, you know, as he's done, and that's good. We keep protecting the football that way.
You were talking yesterday about wanting to see the block in the back call after looking at it. What did you think on that?
What did you think?
I thought it was a question of being played.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's a block in the back at all. Unfortunately.
Sure, that would make Adam feel better.
It's good. We need things to make Adam feel better.
But happy to come away with a win instead of having that 4 points being a big difference.
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, a big day for Adam and a big play and, you know, an opportunity to, you know, but yeah, Seatham, you know, was so productive throughout the day on special teams, and it's a shame that that kind of clouded it yesterday, you know.
Is there anything you say to him about doing it or just keep doing it the same way? That
well, just, again, we just don't want to, you can't put your hands in the guy's back, which in this case he didn't, you know.
Coach, I mean, some of the defensive guys were upset with themselves a little bit post-game, just kind of admitting either energy wasn't good or they shouldn't have allowed certain drives. I mean, I'd imagine after a win, immediately after a win, you'd want guys to be a little self-critical or maybe knowing.
Yeah, there were things we needed to do differently, better. And, you know, they're addressing those things right now. But, you know, yeah, there were things that, you know, them doing a better job consistently together and so forth. So that is important, you know, with the stretch of games we have. And obviously this football game this week, how important that'll be.
You mentioned in the second half when you wanted to, fourth quarter, when you really wanted to run the football, you were able to get that done, you know, with regularity. I mean, you know, Joe, on the touchdown drive, you had 14-yard run, 15-yard run, 11-yard run for a touchdown, I think, in that drive. I mean, it was pretty impressive the way they ran the ball.
Yeah, it was, you know, I think, you know, obviously Joe's, you know, his largest output of the season and you know, a lot of good things from him, and just got to continue to grow as a young player. And, you know, but it was a good, you know, it was good for, I thought the interior offensive line did a nice job yesterday, and it was this tough sledding in there against, you know, those big guys they have, and particularly Shelton. So, you know, but he did a good job.
Blitz pick up against, you know, they brought more pressure.
Yeah, you know, they've been doing that, and I thought, again, Joe and Gio did an excellent job, and it's going to be, you know, really important is both sorting out and then getting on the right people, but then blocking them. And, you know, it was really a big day, a great day there by Gio in that fact.
Vontez had the call early in the game, the personal foul. What was your take on that?
That's a legal play.
It's a legal play.
Mm-hmm.
Is that another situation you feel like a referee's looking for stuff?
I don't know that. It's unfortunate, though. But that's perfectly – the guy's running at four. He sees Vontez, alters to three. Vontez hits him with his shoulder on the shoulder. And that's illegal football. Quarterback's in the pocket. You know, no. The quarterback then left the pocket. Whether or not the guy deemed that, I don't know. But, again, it's, you know, it's unfortunate to have that penalty because that led to the, you know, the field position and so forth from there.
So that would be, it would change to illegal if the ball was out or the quarterback was out of the pocket.
Well, if the ball was out and it's on the other side of the field or whatever. Yeah. That's all judgment, the other part, you know. Or if he, you know, the rule was the change or the, what's the word I want to say, the clarity or whatever was, you know, that the receiver has the protection not to be hit in the head or by a head in the head and shoulder area, so, which he doesn't do.
How do you coach? What do you do?
I'm not going to sit here and explain anything more, okay?
I know there isn't much you can are allowed to say in the season about calls like that, but is there a ways to address that after the season and you are on the competition committee? Would you ever bring this up if you feel like a player is maybe unfairly being targeted? Not talking about during the season.
That's really not, that's not my role in the competition committee.
Right, but is there a way for coaches to address this besides just sending film in? And
yeah, I think there is probably. Likely.
While we're on calls... The peppers hit, that's one of those so bang bang, it's so fast. I mean, how hard is that, A, for an official to make, and B, your take on it, I guess?
Well, I think my take on it is there were still pictures of it that showed the helmet being hit in the helmet to helmet, which is unfortunately, you know, that's the rule. I mean, it's a, you know, it used to be a good football play. It's no longer a good football play. And so he has to, you know, Jabril has to come over and try to dislodge the ball from the receiver by, you know, keeping his hat out of it. That's the thing. That's the way the rule is intended now, you know what I mean? And yeah, that's part of playing defensive back in this era.
So when you're telling a defensive back, I mean, even if he hits him in the chest and his helmet ricochets up to the helmet, too bad.
So yeah, well, the onus is on you.
Right.
As we well know.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have a longest clog himself for dropping, but it seemed like he made a hell of a play because it looked like he was getting.
Well, his other arm was being grabbed and pinned backwards, so he caught it. He literally caught it with one arm and with one hand, and you know, and then the hit came, so in which dislodged the ball when they hit the ground.
In that situation, with the third down, if that's not completed down the field. Punt, it's a very different game. To throw that to Josh, that's such a trust throw by Andy. What is that? Does that say something about Josh and where you guys, and Andy in particular, feels about him?
I mean, I really, it does. You know, it's you know, I we've, you know, had to, and we are leaning on these young guys and getting positive plays from them, and we got to keep it up. And they're important to us. They're big parts of, you know, particularly with their vertical speed that they have.
Whole drive was more of an attacking drive than a run out the clock kind of drive after they had cut it to seven. Is there a message that comes with that?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, you know, it was a football game where you want to keep the ball. I mean, that's the intent of the drive, is to run out the last 5 minutes and whatever. That was the thing that went through my mind, you know. You know, we've seen that happen where you're able to, with, you know, drive the rest of the time off the clock, force them to call their timeouts and, you know, sit on it on fourth down. You don't even have to score, but it was a great job by the offense. It started with the screen and then moved the ball down the field there off with the runs. And then the third down came and we make the play there and then able to run it from there.
Kind of running together, but when Jeremy was out with the injury and then Jake in Jacksonville, are you, run game wise, seeing that cohesion with the five up front and Joe and sort of that sort of natural growth these last 3-4 weeks of just all of them?
Well, I think we had, you know, and that's the thing you want to have, and we need to continue to get better with is you know, I've come in here too many times and tell you, well, it was one player here, one player there, it was the look, it was this, it was that. We had less of that. hopefully we got to continue to pair our things, tighten our focus, and eliminate those kind of, you know, what ifs or whatever that were tripping us up. And we got to, you know, understand that and continue to identify, you know, the identification together up front. You know, you're always going to have a couple of those things. We had a couple, you know. Their timing of things was good a couple times. Our guys did a nice job a couple times with it, so in the quarterback. So, but that's part of playing the cat and mouse part of the game. So we have to continue to do it. We're at home. We have an opportunity to use the cadence and use the things that way to our advantage.
I know you wish you had, you know, anybody wishes they had a perfect record, a better record, and if they're not satisfied with the record at that point, but are you pleased with the way the team has weathered the storm, rallied a bit to kind of set themselves up here for the stretch run?
Well, I'm pleased they continue to grow together. You know, we play and work, and that's what their job is to do. And you know, the execution of it continues to stay on the uptick. And we got to get all three phases, though, to execute that way, you know, week in and week out. And that's asking for a perfect world, but that's what we do as coaches all the time, is we want that perfect world. Otherwise, they don't need us.
It does set up an exciting week for Cincinnati here. You know, you're still in the thick of the race.
It's an exciting time, you know, Monday Night Football, and obviously this is an important game, division rival, and they're leading the division, and they're at the top of the AFC as well, and so it's a big football game. But it's one for us, is as I said yesterday, you know, we don't get a second chance now. We gotta get it done.
When you look at them, are they playing as well as they have all season?
I think they're playing very well, yes. You know, I think they're playing well. You know, they're young guys, new guys, have all settled in now. As well, we know, I can't remember what week, then when I seemed longer than when we played them until I looked at the, you know, the games between our game and this game, which is not as many as I expected. So
you're saying there's only a few people that can make that catch that AJ made yesterday, but Antonio Brown's had come close, right?
Yeah, well, you know, his extension is not going to be quite as great, but his feet are just as good, likely. But, you know, he's a great football player. And, you know, the things that he does and, you know, a couple of little moves last night, I mean, you know, it is impressive. We know how good a player he is. We've seen week in and week out.
Thank you.